Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this afternoon, however, we're going to turn to Cork, and this time yesterday a media blackout had just been lifted regarding the deaths of three men near Kanturk in County Cork. 26-year-old Mark O'Sullivan was found shot dead in his home, and a short while later the body of his father Tadhg and his brother Diarmaid O'Sullivan were found on a nearby farmland. Well, for the latest I'm joined by Southern correspondent with the Irish Sun, Anne Mooney. And Anne, are we getting a clear picture at this stage of the timeline of this tragedy?
We have a picture of the timeline, Sarah, but as regards the timeline as to what happened and how it unravelled, we don't have that yet. I think that will probably become clearer once the postmortems on the three bodies are completed in Cork University Hospital. And my understanding is that hasn't happened as yet.
It does appear, and it has been reported over the last 24 hours, that a family dispute over land and inheritance may have been a contributing factor in what unfolded. But none of the three men were farming the land directly, were they? It was leased out.
No. The farm, it's a 150-acre farm of really, really good land just outside Kanturk, about 4 miles outside Kanturk and 2 miles from Castlemagner village. This was a family farm which I understand was owned by Anne O'Sullivan, the mother of the two boys and wife of Tadhg. And my understanding is that she had plans to leave that farm to her oldest son, Diarmaid. And this had resulted in a huge conflict within the family, resulting in quite a bit of arguing and, I believe, some legal action. And it appears that it was that would have been one of the contributing factors to the tragedy that we saw unfold yesterday in what is really a quiet, law-abiding rural area, Sarah.
And as you say, post-mortems have been carried out today. I wonder, when are we expecting the results of those, and will that help the investigation, or how will it help?
It will certainly help the investigation. I'm not quite sure if the results of that post-mortem will be released, because Gardaí tend to keep those pretty close to the chest, explaining it as for operational reasons, but certainly it would help to create a picture as to what happened. We do know that Mark, the eldest son, who was 25, was shot in his bedroom. I think from what I'm hearing, it wasn't just a single shot, but he had been shot at least twice. And he died instantly in that room. It would appear then that either both Diarmaid and Tadhg left the house, and it would appear that they had left the house together, resulting in the two bodies being found less than an hour later. On land and ground, about a 5-minute walk from where the house is situated. It certainly appears that the one was shot by the other, and then that the gun was turned on the person who had done the shooting, resulting in a double murder and suicide, which is highly unusual, Sarah. I mean, you know, we've all had the tragedies where there has been murder-suicide, but certainly in a case like this, with a family who were highly respected in the area, whom nobody has anything bad to say about, and who were an integral part of the local community, you know, it was such a shocking event. The farm was not being farmed by the family. And my understanding is that it was leased out to another farmer in the area. But as I say, it is very valuable and very good land. And the Irish tend to love their land and hold on to it whenever they can.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that. That's Anne Mooney, Southern correspondent with the Irish Sun.